Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And right there on your screen, does it say Victory Channel? Huh? Back in the radio days, because of what I heard about languages and so forth, boy, how can we get total immersion? And then total immersion in the Victory Channel. And you can leave it on all day and all night. And you're going to hear faith from every different directions. And I don't know whether our audience knows it or not. And I'm not bragging on myself. No. I'm talking about what my spiritual father said to me. What Jesus said, more blessed to give than to receive. Meet the needs of the people. So, victory. Yeah, okay, yeah. We need a victory network. We need a victory channel. We have it. You better fasten your seatbelt, boys and girls. Yes. First Corinthians chapter 15. Are you there? Moreover, so it's changing here. Moreover, brethren, which I preached unto you, also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory that I preached unto you, lest you have believed in vain. I delivered unto you the first of all, that which I also received, how the Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And he that was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Okay, now, let's go to verse 45. Look at this 15th chapter. Okay, let's read. Let's start here with 28. When all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which were baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Now, there was some kind of thing baptized for the dead. I liken it unto purgatory, which doesn't exist. The Scripture says to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord. But this purgatory, and I won't go into how it got started, because I'm not being critical of Catholic people, because I won't go into that. But this is where it started. That purgatory. Well, you might not be saved, but there's a stopping off place here where you can, the Lord will see to it. Now, there is a form of that. And it is among the Jewish people. Because of the covenant they have with Abraham. Because I have personally heard the testimony. And I'm thinking about a young man by the name of Dale Black. He trained me on the Lear 35A there in Long Beach, California. Some changes were made in the takeoff. And this is back when you had it fly, cancel, check. There was no such thing as wire transfer back in those days in Long Beach. And the boss's buddy wanted to fly it. So Steve, I believe this was his name, said, Dale, you better get in the bag. Well, the airplane doesn't weigh much because there's not anything back there but canceled checks. And so they took off. And this has to do with this right here. It's what you call pulling it green. It wasn't ready to fly. He just yanked it off the ground. So it started stalling. He tried to make a turn out, and it crashed right there in a cemetery and banged into a memorial for fallen pilots. And Dale told me, that I'm saying personally, he said, I wondered, what this is? And he said, I looked up there and tried to get a hold of those checks. And he said, am I dead? I must be. And he said, all of a sudden, all the ambulances came out there and all of that. This one's dead, this one's dead, this one's dead. And he said, I heard what they said. I'm not dead. Now listen, this is a form of purgatory. No, it's not purgatory. It's the blessing of the Lord. He was in heaven. And he saw his kinfolks, went around talking to them, and he said, and then suddenly I'm in an ambulance. He said, sometimes I'm out behind the ambulance. And yeah, he said, I was just happy as I could be. He said, I was just floating along there behind it. And, you know, he's dead and enjoying it because he's a believer. He's just floating along out there. And then he'd go back in there and the pain would hit him. Anyway, make a long story short. He said, I am going to go back and I'm going to get in a Navajo, a Piper Navajo, and I am going to fly that same route, and I'm going to pass over that thing, and I'm going to praise God that I'm alive. But he said my right ankle wouldn't hold up. And he said, he got so bad. And he said, by this time, I've been listening to you about faith. And he and Paula both. And so he said, I was in that cast. And he said, I'm going to do it because of that ankle. And he said, one of these days, I'm going to fly for an airline. And his doctor said, oh, you're not going to make it. He said, Dale, you're just dreaming. Well, he got in another Piper Navajo in the same spot with his one leg in a cast. And he hobbled in the captain's seat and fired the thing up, call sign. And he said, and I'm cleared to take off, he said, my name's Dale Black. And he said, I was in the airplane that crashed into that cemetery thing. And he said, I was dead for a while and went to heaven. But the Lord brought me back. And they said, Mr. Black, you are cleared to fly. As long as you want to. The controllers were crying. He won his doctor to the Lord. Are you ready for this? sitting in the left seat of a TWA airliner. He typed me in a Learjet. And then I read his books. Dale Black, Dale and Paula Black. Now, that's the real thing. And that's what I'm talking about. So now let's go back here where we were. On verse 45, but I wanted to back up here. When all these things shall be subdued unto him and so forth, if after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, did you notice that? Or just kind of drift by that? He's a Christian. He actually was in the arena fighting lions and stuff with weapons. I didn't pay any attention to it until Rick Renner brought that up to me. He fought beasts in the arena for Jesus. That makes my little old secondary pain. Now you know how he knew to put on the full armor. Glory to God forevermore. How much time do I have?
11 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Let's go down here. I fought with beasts at Ephesus. Ephesus. What advantage me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Don't be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Bad company corrupts. Awake unto righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some men say, how are the dead raised up? Where with what body do they come? You fool, that which sows not and quicken not except it die. And that which thou sowest, you sow not the body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there's some kind of flesh of men, beast, fish, birds. There are also celestial bodies, bodies of terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial, in other words, the heavens. The glory of the terrestrial. There is the sun, another glory of the moon, to another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it's raised in incorruption, sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory, and victory, and raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is, now, 45. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which was natural. And afterward, that was spiritual, for the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven, as it is earthy. Each are also earthy and as heavenly, such as also they that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So then, this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Okay, are you there now? I'm going slow here where you can just drink it in. It is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death. Now, he's kind of being sassy here. I got that from Keith Moore. You know, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory. Victory over death. Victory, 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 victory. And I just got it marked up all over the place. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, the labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, now we're going to take up an offering. See, he's got his sermon preached. That's what it is. He was preaching this. And now we're going to take up an offering. Because he had been taxed with that. And you can see it in, well, in the first chapter. Let's read verse 7. So that you come behind in no good, in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So shall also confirm you until the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you are called under the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Lord. And I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus. So, let's go to verse 21. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not mighty nor noble, are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world. Now, chapter 2, look at this, verse 7. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man, says the Spirit of man? Why? We have victory over death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of that there?
Yes.
Praise God. Correction, direction, perfection. Now all of that, you got the correction, you changed direction, now you have the protection, and now you have the perfection. That's just the way it works. So, yesterday's, I'm like, what do you got to worry about? The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
And part of that joy is we have victory over death, hell, and the grave. Because Jesus died on the cross and went to hell, was raised again on the third day. And we've been redeemed from the curse of poverty. Yes! I get so excited over this. Makes me want to just preach it all at once. But we're going back now through these things so that the students in KCBC have the advantage of, because of what I've been taught by Brother Roberts and Brother Hagin and the honorable thing to do. Now, the title, God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, I kept hearing that tape over and 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 over, so I called Ken Jr. And I told him, he said, he said, I remember that. I said, now, Ken, I've passed this thing out and all that. So I'm not going to steal it off of you. I'm going to send you $4,000. He said, you don't have to do that. I said, I know I don't have to, but you'd enjoy it, wouldn't you? He said, well, yeah, just go right ahead. You don't steal a man's product. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said that's plagiarism. Yes. Yes. I stole Brother Hagin's mystery. He walked over there and said, you could at least have changed the titles. I said, no, sir. That's the name of the message. I said, I wouldn't change it if it's in a book. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're out of time. Week number two, and we're out of time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We'll be back in just a moment. People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things, and you'll always be successful. Find out the will of God. Confer no longer with flesh and blood. Get your job done at all costs.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God wants every part of your life to prosper, and that includes your finances. He does not want any of his children to suffer lack because he has redeemed you from the curse of poverty. God brings financial increase to you through partnering with the work of his kingdom. The Apostle Paul explained how God intended partnership to work in Philippians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. He said that sowing into the lives of those ministering the gospel causes a harvest to abound to your account. And Paul sums it up in Philippians 4:19 by saying, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This is God's promise to you. When you financially partner with a ministry, that is actively reaching the lost with the truth of God's word and building up the body of Christ. Then God responds to your partnership by making sure you receive an abundant financial harvest in return. Thank you so much for being a partner. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland greatly appreciate every seed you sow into this ministry. You're helping us to get this uncompromised message of faith preached around the world on every available voice, from the top to the bottom and all the way around the middle. We'd love for you to be a part of what God is doing through KCM. Together with you, we're spreading the gospel and bringing His saving, healing, delivering word to people around the world. Let us hear from you as well. You can stay connected with us through KCM.org, our prayer line, and our social media outlets. We're here for you. We want to help you grow in faith so you can fulfill the glorious destiny God has planned for you. Before we go, I want to pray over your offering today. Let's thank God for the abundant harvest He's bringing to you. Father, on behalf of every sower today, we thank you for ministering to us the seed that we sow, so that you can multiply it into an abundant harvest whereby we will not lack in any good thing. Thank you so much for increasing the fruit of our righteousness, for enriching us with all bountifulness, providing us all sufficiency in all things so that we can continually abound to every good work. You're so good, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Now, even more than ever, you need to get the notes on this, where all these scriptures are, because you need to know it from the book so you can teach it. And you can go to Acts chapter 3 and find out that Jesus went to hell. All right? You need to know. We'll see you the next time. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of our class, reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what kcm.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At kcm.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, kcm.org meets you where you are.